This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Welcome to Pharmacy Facts with Friends, the show about living well. Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale Coley and Lauren Young, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Lauren Young, and it's the third Tuesday, so Megan Brahaney's my co-host. Welcome, Meg.
Hello, Lauren.
It is a beautiful Tuesday up here.
It turned out to be. I think we go up from here, right? Beautiful rest of the week.
That's right. Tomorrow for pre-K graduation, hopefully, is great.
I know. And you, Colby's graduating, right?
He just finished kindergarten, so he got kindergarten completion certificate. I saw that yesterday, and so he is so excited.
He's gonna be a first grader.
I know.
See, Emma's that's tricky for me because Emma would be with Colby's class, and you know, COVID kind of shifted everything, so I almost forgot we had a pre-K 4 graduation, and we sure do.
That's right.
It's been 5 years since I've done that.
Gosh, that's crazy. Well, we have our first guest on the line. We have Shane Beck. Hi, Shane. How are you?
Hi, doing good.
Good. So I hear that the FOP has a event coming up here in a couple weeks. We've been a supporter of the Macon County Fraternal Order of Police for the last several years, and this is always a great event to come out and show your support.
Yeah, it is. It's a chance for us every year to we do a Shop with the Sheriff campaign at Christmas time every year for the underprivileged children in our area. And each year we've been able to Usually we are able to do about 50 kids a year. Last year, I think we did 51, and we were able to raise the monetary amount by $50 per individual because of the COVID price increases that we've suffered.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys are able to go out. How many kids normally are you guys able to help in that program? I know we always see pictures and we always see news coverage of that, and there seems to be many kids who are able to come out and get a little holiday cheer with you guys.
Yeah, usually, like I say, we try to get around 50 every year, and a lot of times they'll come out and they don't buy gifts just for themselves, they'll buy stuff for their family too. But we have a lot of people from the sheriff's office that come together, and the corrections division, our patrol division, our command staff, we all show up and try to give these kids the best night they can have, you know, for the holidays. Some of them have suffered unfortunate circumstances and lost a home or a family member or something during the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we try to reach out, you know, for those guys. And then we also are able to use these contributions that we make from the golf outing throughout the year. Obviously, being with the sheriff's office, we've run into a lot of people in need in our community. And as a team, we decide, you know, what to do for each individual person that we can. And it just allows us to be able to help that, give that helping hand.
Well, Chad, tell me that. I think that is so cool that you bring these children in, and what an awesome way to build a relationship as well with what you do as well with these children. Do you get a lot of questions from them about your job and just kind of what it's like to be a police officer? And is there kind of some mentorship that goes on while you're doing this?
We talk to them a lot. You know, we try to make conversation, but most of it, their eyes are on the prize. They're looking at the toys. They're looking at what they can get for themselves, maybe what they can get for a significant other, like a sibling or a mother.
Mm, that's nice.
So it's a lot of fun just to see their eyes light up.
And so, Shane, the annual golf outing is on June 2nd this year, and it's at a new location. It's at Hickory Point Golf Course.
Yeah, we had a little bit of an issue with our scheduling. Mm-hmm. We've been longtime members doing it out of Southside Country Club, but our date was not going to work this year, so we ended up partnering with Hickory Point Decatur Park District. Mm-hmm. And they've been very helpful. Everything's worked out well so far. Just looking for a good weather and hopefully for a good day.
Well, good. Excellent. And usually it's a full tournament, and there's so many different people that come out and support. You guys have a great list of sponsors that's always there to show their support for this event. And that's great. And I know that over the last few years, law enforcement has really taken a lot of hard knocks. And so I think this is really a way the community can step up and show their support for what you guys do.
I agree. It kind of shows the human side of the law enforcement, you know, community. Mm-hmm. It gives us a chance to give back and not be the cop at the time, you know, and just kind of help people out. You know, we've had a lot of great supporters, including yourself, Dale Coley and Coley Pharmacy. We've had Richland Insurance, ServPro, Pepsi, Gustin's Associates, Sullivan Mechanical, Corley Family Dentistry, a really huge supporter, Jessica Proctor from, she's been a realtor, you know, mm-hmm. for several of us in the department and has sold a lot of houses for us. And she's actually jumped up this year to a diamond sponsorship. So a lot of these people are growing with us. We've also had IPA Wealth Management, Etherton Enterprises, Worley Family Dentistry. We got Midwest OBGYN, Save More Pharmacy, Rack Jacks, Extended Living Pharmacy, and then, like I said, you guys. So a lot of these sponsors, I call them, and I've had to do charity events like this before, and it's never been as easy to get donations as it has been for me with this here program. People are just more than willing to open their pocketbooks and give to us.
Absolutely. And like you said, wonderful. You guys not only do the Shop with the Cop program, but there's other local organizations that you guys give back to through the support of the FOP. And so you guys are just paying it forward to other organizations and helping out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do a lot with schools too, you know, like sports teams, post-proms. We try to, you know, look for good reasons to give the money out to where kids can have fun. And, you know, when they see that it comes from law enforcement, we hope that it kind of builds that bond.
Absolutely.
And well, Shane, the good news is too, the weather's been so kind of nasty with all the rain we've been having that I think people are going to be ready to play. And I think you'll have a good weather day. And plus, just for people that might want to sponsor, there's all different types of packages. I mean, from $100 sponsorship packages to $1,000. So there's a little something for everybody.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we got a few openings this year. We've had some people that have had other engagements. They're still sponsoring our outing, but they're not able to golf. So we're going to have four or five openings that we'd like to fill, and we'd love to fill them with some sponsor packages. But, you know, even the guys that come out every year and spend the $400 on the team sponsorship, we need every one of them as much as we need, you know, our big sponsors too. Everybody makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you're still accepting sponsorships. Are you?
Yep.
How about players? Is there still teams
players
available?
We need approximately 4 to 5 teams. So, I mean, you can jump in at a $400 rate and get a foursome out there and play, have a nice lunch, a nice dinner, complimentary driving range starting at noon. We start playing at 1. Usually we're done about 5:45, 6 o'clock, and prizes give out immediately thereafter while we're eating.
It's always a great event. We've been fortunate enough to play the last several years, and it's a really great mix of people from the community. And so I think this year's going to be another great
and
event.
We try to do it on that Friday, and we do it in the middle of the day to where a lot of our sponsors are obviously business owners, you know, or they work pretty much regularly every day. So it gives them a chance to go in, check on their business, and then cut out early at lunch and enjoy themselves and, you know, appreciate what they've spent some money on, you know, to move that dollar forward to somebody that needs it.
That's right. And so, and I love the fact that this is a way that different law enforcement agencies here locally can get together. You know, there's
no animosity.
You're all working together for the common good of trying to promote the community and gainfully help out others.
Yep.
I love that.
It's a great event. It definitely puts smiles on all of our faces, and it makes it even better, you know, when we are able to do this Shop with the Sheriff, you know, because all this is taken care of through this fundraiser.
Oh, absolutely. And so how can someone get in touch with you, Shane, if they're interested in sponsoring or if they're interested in having a team?
Okay. Basically, they can contact me. I can give you a phone number. It's 217-521-3393. They can also come by if they know any deputies with our department, they can touch base with any of them if they feel more comfortable speaking with one of them officers or something. Mm-hmm. The other option is they can contact me through my email, and that's going to be beckservices2014@gmail.com.
So there's a couple different ways they can contact you and still get involved before June 2nd, this year's outing. So if you're playing.
And really what we're looking for right now is just that extra four or five teams. And if there's any way we can get some maybe bucket raffle prizes donated. Mm-hmm. A lot of good places last year donated some items for us. That's kind of what a lot of these guys do when they do these outings. They go and put their money into the kitty to try and win some golf clubs or memorabilia, things like that. Mm-hmm. And it entices them to kind of come and continue to put their money forth.
Absolutely. It's always a really fun time. And so, again, you can still sign up. And I'm a village trustee out in Forsyth, and we are lucky enough to have a contract with the Macon County Sheriff's Department, and they keep our residents safe out there. So this is just another way that we can help support our local law enforcement officers. So come on out.
We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, the Macon County FOP golf outing on Friday, June 2nd. Thanks, Shane. Stay safe out there, and we appreciate it.
Thank you for all you do, Shane.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, have a great rest of your night. We are going to be right back with more Pharmacy Facts with Friends in just a few minutes.
When was the last time someone stopped you on the street and complimented you on your style? Hi, this is George Trifus, co-owner of the Brass Horn, and if you're struggling to come up with an answer to that question, I'm here to help. I believe it's easier than ever to look better than the rest. I founded the Brass Horn in 1990 to help my customers put together a look that will get them noticed. I believe that every moment is an occasion, and the Brass Horn is a store for all occasions. Set the bar higher, let your appearance speak for itself, find your look at the Brass Horn.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Rocky to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 42424. That's Rocky to 42424.
As the familiar tune fills the air, joy radiates along with the heat of flickering flames. You make a wish for another year surrounded by the ones you love. With each passing year, the compassionate team at Prairie Cardiovascular will be by your side with heart care that allows you to focus on what matters most. A life well lived. Prairie Cardiovascular, here with you.
Jesse Kelly here. If given the choice between financial stress or peace of mind, I will always choose peace of mind. That is why I've secured gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. Having precious metals in your home safe or in your 401k or IRA should be considered your investment strategy. Simply put, it's a portfolio protection plan. One app, one call, and you pick your precious metals. That's it. You now own real precious metals just like I do. Call 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
Now back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We Welcome back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Lauren Young, and Megan Brahaney is my co-host this week. And Megan, I wanted to tell you, I had a chance to go into the new GK9 wine bar location that's downtown in the former Talbots.
You're kidding.
Building. And so,
how far are they? Give us the scoop.
Tom Brinkotter has been working his magic with his commercial construction arm of his business, and they started the middle of April, and it looks great so far. They've redone the floors. They've put in some of the structure for the bar area. They've kind of moved around some of the displays, but it looks incredible. So
I know you previewed this, or you actually discussed it a little bit last Tuesday night, but can you go into it just for a minute? What is it called? Now it's
GK9 Wine and Spirits. It's GK9. Named after Jack Kiley's grandfather's, the cove they would go to on Lake Shelbyville.
Really?
And so
that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
And it's a wine bar only.
There's going to be some cocktail, craft beer, wine, and spirits.
Neat. Mm-hmm. We needed something like that. Somebody's been listening to our Tuesday night dinner discussions after the radio, because that is what we've been wanting. And I think that's an ideal location.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're going to keep the red doors. So just go to the former Talbots location. It's going to be coming up in June. So.
In June, it's going to open?
Yep. So stay tuned.
All right.
Should be fun. That's right. Well, we have our friend Kyle Karsten from the Salvation Army here with us. Hi, Kyle. Happy National Salvation Army Week.
It's National Salvation Army Week. Good to see you guys.
I feel like we should have a celebration.
I know. I'm excited.
Well, a month ago, I was out of town and you were having a little advisory board get together. So that, yes. I heard that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Matt Honnold and Blake Reynolds were here.
That's right.
And we were able to talk about so many of the programs. It was nice to hear from a couple of different board members and about how they got involved with the Salvation Army and you know what they see as some of the strengths of the programs. And I think we have a great group on our advisory board.
We do.
And so we can kind of talk about different touch points and how they see, with Blake being in real estate, so he's obviously being able to see what are some of the trends of people in the trying to find a new home, people that are having trouble getting a new home. And then Matt is able just to keep us updated on everything social media, and it's
a great job. Yeah, and an advisory board, and maybe your listeners know, it's not a governing board, it's an advisory board. And so we just so value what the advisory board brings on behalf of what they know in the community, and hopefully what they learn and know about Salvation Army and take that back to the community. So it's been fun to get to know, the community members in a different way as we get together. And the meeting for our month of May is tomorrow.
That's right.
Look forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah. And again, there's a good group of individuals that were able to talk about some of the different issues coming up in the community. Whenever we were able to talk about the different hours needed for the food pantry.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So, and the positive feedback you guys have gotten from that has been incredible.
Yeah. And probably as the listeners have heard over the couple months that we've done it, we went to two evenings and one Saturday morning, rather than, just stay open during the workday, where even people that are working during the day need that opportunity to get to food pantries at times. And then to have the feedback the way it's been a good decision, right decision for our community.
Absolutely. And the way that we are able to meet our clients where they need to be.
Yes.
And so able to help lift them up in different ways and not punish them for having restrictions such as a work schedule or a lack of transportation to get somewhere, during the work day.
We've been talking about that all week. National Salvation Army Week gives us a platform to ultimately talk about what we do in this community, but so much more about the history. And that's exactly what we've been talking about, meeting people where they are. But really, every one of our programs meets those people where they are and says, where can we help you get where you need to be and where you want to be? And maybe that's a big jump that needs to take place, or maybe it's just some small steps, just meeting those immediate needs creates some of those, kind of longer term conversations and within our programs.
Right.
Kyle, I'm interested because it's a nationwide, the Salvation Army is nationwide. You see it wherever you go. I was just in Springfield. They have a huge building going in. Do you meet with different organizations in different areas just to kind of get their feedback on comparing things on what's happening in our community to what's happening in their community and what, you know, we might be doing that would help them and vice versa?
Yeah. The bigger answer is yes to that. So the Salvation Army is really set up, you know, with individual cores like the Decatur meeting Macon County needs. And really, you stay within your county and you determine what does your county need. So what does Decatur and Macon County need? Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that that might be the same as a year ago. It might be different for the coming year. But the bigger answer to the question is, you know, then there's divisions and then there's territories, north, south, east, and west. And then there's a governing body that's in Chicago area that oversees the entire United States. And then there's the bigger international that oversees everything that's going on with Salvation Army. And when I was gone a month ago, that's exactly where we were. It was a territorial conference where there was 1,800 Salvation Army officers and staff getting together and talking about mission and ministry and best practices. And it won't be something that you kind of run and say, hey, that'll be something we do in Decatur. But it really kind of reiterated some of the things we already do. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, that's a great idea. And so I was able to develop, grab some development ideas. Right. Our Salvation Army officers were able to grab some social service ideas that can make us better. And that's really what you're alluding to.
It is,
and a couple of topics were advisory board. Mm-hmm. And so then I was able to come back and kind of say, you know, these are some best practices within other boards. Mm-hmm. So there is a bigger picture than just Decatur, Illinois, and that does make us stronger here in our community.
Well, it's crazy just, you know, looking at some of the facts and just how this all started back in 1954.
Yeah,
with President Eisenhower.
That's right. Okay. National Salvation Army Week, 1954. And I've had a chance to kind of frame that a couple times this week already. 1954 was 70 years after the Salvation Army started.
Wow.
So it starts in, you know, the late 1800s. By the 1880, it's in the United States. By 1888, it's in Decatur. So that's 135 years in Decatur.
Wow.
But 70 years after the Salvation Army starts, a national sitting president makes a proclamation that says, wow, look at what an organization does for mankind. And let's be inspired by that, and let's celebrate that, and let's thank that. And it's not why the Salvation Army does it, but if you think about this as a week-long opportunity to really embrace the past and then really kind of celebrate the future, and really everything in between, a president now 70 years removed from that proclamation to now 2023.
It's incredible.
You could read that proclamation and it's still true what he's saying, you know, that we're still trying to make a difference in people's lives. And that's all kind of stop and see how we can help our mind.
Absolutely. I think our board would love to work you out of a job,
Kyle. I think love that
we would love that. To have all of the needs met for your client, for the Salvation Army clients, and to a point where you are able to really just coast. Yeah. And not only do you talk about the really positive aspects of what the Salvation Army does, but you remind people that there is not just one reason why clients come to the Salvation Army. The different programs that we talk about, there are multiple reasons why people come to your office and come to the doors of the Salvation
Army. And multiple future reasons that we don't even know about yet. So we have to be in a position with other organizations too that are in our community to be able to meet needs at a moment's notice. We talk about that a lot. I think the rest of that story is, you know, we talk a lot at Christmas. You know, we talk a lot about the red kettles, and that's what people think about. But think about this today, and National Salvation Army Week gives us this opportunity. The need is all year long. So therefore, the support is super important all year long. You can't just go do a fundraiser once you know you've got a bunch of homeless that need some help. You have to be in a position to be able to help when the help is needed. That's why we kind of rev our engine at Christmas, and then we do a golf outing mid-year, and we need to be in a position to always be able to help.
Well, I think the position exists if you go back to the very beginning of the founder, who 1865, one person wanted to basically help the suffering that were not always welcomed in the traditional areas. And I mean, this is basically church, but with your, they're saying when the homeless, prostitutes, gamblers, drunks, this man wanted everybody to feel like they had something or they had an outlet. And your premise and your mission is faith, is love. Yeah. And it's not always easy when you're in these situations that you feel alone or you feel lost and you're not accepted.
Right.
And I think when William Booth started the Salvation Army in London, you know, that was what his goal in mind is. He wanted to create a solid foundation to help suffering souls.
Yeah. And he didn't do it thinking we'd be where we are today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He just went out on the streets and found broken, imperfect people and created an organization that has grown to be known as the Salvation Army with a mission that says we're going to meet human needs without discrimination.
Right.
That's not a color comment mm-hmm. only. That's a, you know, these are drunks, these are prostitutes, these are the lowest, maybe most unaccepted people mm-hmm. in his time in London. And he went out there and said, we can restore hope, restore dignity, restore strength in you by helping you where you are and help them get where they need to be. And isn't that true of what we still do today?
Absolutely. The goal is not to just keep people in their circumstances right now. It is to help give them the tools and the resources in order to make sure they are continuing to better themselves, better their situation. And that's really what this organization is able to do. And so I think that whenever you talked about the Red Kettle program at Christmas and how we do the golf outing, we don't want to be in a position. Our clients come to us in sometimes in crisis. And so we want to make sure we are not in crisis when we are trying to help provide them with different resources. So
helping,
we need to make sure it's stable.
Helping the individuals, then that helps our community mm-hmm. and that helps, you know, just our overall area in so many ways too. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at some of the history mm-hmm. components that we're going to be sharing on our social media over the year. Today's social media, we shared the history of the Red Kettle. And that's just always fun for me mm-hmm. to tell. You know, this is 1891. So 3 years after it comes to the United States, a Captain Joseph McPhee in the middle of San Francisco wants to just raise money for a Christmas dinner for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And he hangs a red crab pot at the corner and just asks for donations.
Aww.
And thus the iconic Red Kettle and the fundraising that comes at Christmas time was born in 1891. Can
still
you imagine
going
that?
Today,
it's
even
a great
if it's electronic,
story.
We're
I
still
know,
doing it.
That's right.
I know. And
I
that's what
it.
People notice. You know, mm-hmm. they saw it then. Hey, we can help somebody that we don't even know
mm-hmm. right.
by throwing a couple of change or quarters or whatever or mm-hmm. dollars into this red kettle, this red crab pot. But all he wanted to do was help people. Now we do, you know, that's what we do at Christmas, but then we do it all year long.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think
it's
that's
pretty fun.
What I love about this history is they're taking their ministry outside.
Yeah.
You know, they're living it mm-hmm. and they're bringing it to people and they're finding the need back in that time. And you're finding the need in our current time mm-hmm. of what our community needs.
That's right.
And I think for me personally, back when we did the impact tours, mm-hmm. it was really beneficial because the Salvation Army, as well as Dove and all the social mm-hmm. service agencies we have in our community, you work so well together. And when you do a tour like that, you see what every agency does. So in case you do come across somebody that is in crisis, you can directly send them to the right area because you know.
That's right.
And it's a blessing our community has such a well-oiled ship, I guess. Everyone works so well, and there's just so many things going on.
I think the two things that struck me when I started working here 7 years ago was, number one, it's not a hand out. It's a hand up. It's helping people try to get where they need to be, but meeting immediate needs.
Right.
And then number two, I didn't know that we were working with other organizations in such a positive way. And I think that's gotten better and better over the years. Mm-hmm. Let's not repeat services. Let's not miss something in our community. So we talk about at the advisory board level at the Salvation Army, but then they expect and the community expects and does see that these organizations are working well together.
Absolutely.
So social media later on this week, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about William and Catherine Booth and their family and some of the other officers who were significant to bring the Salvation Army to beginning mm-hmm. and across the ocean, if you will, to New York and Philadelphia first, and then ultimately to the United States in those late 1880s. And then we're also going to immediately talk about what we do specifically here in this community. But we don't serve Decatur unless all those things happen in the past. Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna really celebrate all week with some of those pieces of history.
I love that. And really, you're able to see the roots of what the Salvation Army is able to build upon. Yeah. And so I think the fact, and Kyle, I love whenever you're on every month so that we can touch more about some of the other programs. And I think that anyone who has been able to come to the Salvation Army Community Center and see whether they've been there for a Kiwanis Club meeting or any of the other activities that are there, they're able, or the impact tours, like Megan mentioned, they're able to see the different components of all the different lives the Salvation Army can touch. And I think going back through the history, they're able to see why it's such an important reason and mission to continue.
Yeah, there's a success of some kind in every one of the people that we that we help. Mm-hmm. And we put those out in those impact reports, but it's way more personal than that. These are individuals by name, by situation, by success story. Not every single one light switch on, but every single one worth trying to find that light switch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, just even looking at some of this, like you were saying, Lauren, some of the things besides the men's shelter that people, I think, automatically think of with the Salvation Army. But we were going over in the beginning a little bit about the food pantry. This year alone, with the increase in food prices, I think has really made it difficult for people. And I was reading a statement from one of your clients, just how appreciative they are to have this pantry set up like a grocery store and to have the things like milk and eggs provided to them because of the cost.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't question why they're coming. They obviously need some assistance, and it's what you can choose for your health, for your diets, for your family's preference. And it is fun to hear our clients say, gosh, this is just like a little grocery store. And I say,
right.
Yeah, it is. And that's neat. You know, we can meet the needs, not just hand them a box and call it good.
So. Yeah, and the respect that they're able to contain whenever they're able to go in and shop for their families themselves. Mm-hmm. And like you said, not have just a box handed to them at a drive-through location. And they're able to really take back something good that their family can use. Because sometimes, as we've talked about, those food boxes can be full of items that either their picky children won't eat. And so, or their family just isn't able to, you know, if they're a diabetic, things like that. This being able to shop for yourself, do the choices, and really helps you hopefully be able to eat that food. And then you're able to use the grocery money that you don't have in order to pay for a different bill.
Needs. That's right.
And so that's really what we
said this on this show. If somebody handed your family a box of food and rolled the dice, flipped a coin that you're going to be able to eat it and not be allergic to it or choose to eat it, because that's not something I would eat, you know. Now we're wasting food.
Yes.
Right.
Now we're wasting resources. Mm-hmm. So it does make us as a community and as a food pantry more effective, more efficient.
And there are dietary restrictions now more than ever too.
There is.
So there's that to factor in a little bit more now. But
I honestly thought the numbers would go down. Serving and changing those hours we talked about a little earlier, for them to be about the same, if not even some months, higher, tells you that people needed those different hours and there is more and more families that are just seeing this increase in price. You know, we talked about gas prices for a while. Mm-hmm. We talked about food costs for a while. You don't know what kind of situations they have with their jobs and so forth. More mouths to feed during the summer. Watch these numbers during the summer because now those families were getting a meal or two from the schools. And that isn't necessarily going to be the case, you know, when they're on summer break, as an example. So I'm glad, again, that we're here to meet the need if a family comes in.
And Kyle, I know we were talking about a different agencies, how well you work. You're a go-getter. You have such a great energy, and you put that into your work, just like the founder who started the Salvation Army did. My friend Nikki Besser, who is working over at the Good Samaritan Inn. I know you both. I've seen a lot on social media, both of you working together, which is a dynamic duo, if I could say there's one.
That's right.
She's great.
She's fantastic.
She's doing a super job over there.
But it takes it takes that kind of energy and a lot of creativity, too, to keep things going and, you know, find ways to keep raising money and keep these agencies sustained.
Talk about a couple of things with Nikki here real quick while we got this time. You know, we went to 24 hours with our men's shelter. What are we going to do? Well, lunch is not going to be provided at the Salvation Army. Lunch is already provided 365, you know, by a wonderful place, Good Samaritan Inn.
Right.
Well, Nikki and I also have been talking about an upcoming farmer's market that's coming up. We'll be talking about that here in the near future if we haven't already. Listen for that. Wonderful opportunity across from the, I think, the old ADM building or former current ADM building over there. We're going to have some donuts and Red Kettle Blend coffee combinations for those that come to this.
I was waiting for that combination.
And don't forget, so the first Friday in June is National Donut Day. And we are going to showcase both Giggles this year like we have in the past, but we're also going to have Good Samaritan Inn, Do Good Donuts as part of National
So what
National
will that
Donut
be,
Day.
Kyle? Will that be an event?
It will be, it will be an ongoing, I would say, opportunity.
Okay.
So we're going to have pre-order donuts from Giggles if you want them on National Donut Day, June 2nd. And on June 2nd, those donuts that are ordered from Good Samaritan Inn, you will get throughout whenever you want on June. So now there's that partnership that we can talk about of great business, other organizations, and celebrate the history again of National Donut Day. We've talked about that.
And that's my kid's favorite holiday is to go down and see Kyle.
Well, I still have those pictures pop up when Taryn took your kids down to National Donut Day, one of the first years that she started watching your kids.
They believed that your job was to dress up as an inflatable donut.
Big donut.
That's right.
Oh,
they still,
my goodness.
Still believe it.
Yeah.
So we haven't told them that.
It's like its own little Santa Claus. Right?
And you're also the Red Kettle King. So they really have, you know, you have the best That's job fun. In my kids' eyes. So.
Well, wait till we get that it's called Shieldy. It's a costume mascot that Salvation Army has. I'm still working on that one. Anybody wants to sponsor a new Shieldy mascot?
Blake Reynolds can be in the costume.
He'd have a great time. So.
And there is another important event coming up near the end of summer. Want to make sure everyone knows the Salvation Army golf outing.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Sponsorships are available. Teams are available.
Let me clarify. Teams are full.
Oh, there we go.
34.
That's awesome.
It is. So I'm going to have to say no to a couple. I had to say no to a couple already this week. Wonderful response. 34 teams. We're excited about August 11th, our mid-year fundraiser that gets us really from Christmas to Christmas.
It's great.
But sponsorships. We have a $50,000 matching gift that we want to utilize the whole thing. So any sponsorships, any donations that someone would make mid-year. I just talked to a local bank who's arranging jeans days. Jeans days, right, throughout the summer, and they're going to contribute that as their whole sponsor for the golf outing coming up. I think there are businesses that could have some fun, probably just go to their leadership and just say, hey, a mid-year gift would go a long way, especially with this matching gift. So August 11th, no more teams. We'll take sponsorships.
That's right.
And we've had a great response for the years that we've done this.
It's only a great event. Was it 5 years old?
I actually brought it 7 years ago when I started Salvation Army. I looked around and I said, should we do one more golf outing in this mm-hmm. city? And we did it and it worked and mm-hmm. it's been great.
Absolutely.
Golf outings, there's limited time you can play golf. And when you live in the Midwest.
Golfers like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. If you're going to sponsor something, I think an outing is a great thing to do.
It really
is. You get a lot of recognition. You get a lot out of it for your business, but it's going to a great cause. So it's a win-win.
That.
And there's a couple different sponsorship levels still.
Yeah, you could make a $100 donation, mm-hmm. $250, $500, $1,000, mm-hmm. Up to $5,000. Mm-hmm. If that's something that your business is like, I'm going to make this contribution and I want to maximize it now, mm-hmm. this would be a great time to, to consider something like that.
That's right. And there's still a need. We always talk about how in the winter, trying to make sure that you're donating things that the clients can use. And so we've had people that have donated like the trial size or travel size mm-hmm. shampoo, conditioner, socks, underwear, things like that are mm-hmm. all needs the clients still have.
Yeah, those won't be the monetary, and maybe mm-hmm. that's easier for a school, for, mm-hmm. Come out of the gate next August and do a fundraiser, but a service project. Mm-hmm. We can always use shampoo and soap for the guys at the shelter. Mm-hmm. Churches, that's a great way a couple times a year to say, for the next 3 Sundays, just bring bars of soap, shampoo.
That's great to know. Mm-hmm.
And I think there's somebody listening here, like, we could do that. Mm-hmm. We could do that. If you had a couple of organizations, I didn't say especially churches and schools mm-hmm. like that, but businesses, mm-hmm. Tell your clients, tell your staff, and for an entire month, we're going to do this, quarterly, mm-hmm. and this is just something that will, extend some of the expenses that we wouldn't have to necessarily set out, but immediately will help the guys.
I'm telling you, great. Kyle, too, a list even. We had a women's breakfast at Holy Family that we have done for the first time the first Saturday this past May, and cool. we had donations go to New Life, and they gave us a list of what they needed.
That's perfect.
And we asked, this is a free event, mm-hmm. But if you'd like to, as a donation, contribute, here's a list idea. We have in the back of church. Mm-hmm. And the table of things we had, including monetary donations,
awesome.
Was amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it does. It just an organization that's already getting people together,
right?
Church service mm-hmm. or breakfast, like you described. People coming to work. A golf outing. You could also bring, mm-hmm. Soap, and then it's not our golf outing, but we're gonna take this over to Salvation Army. There's just a lot of different ways, and just takes one person to come up with that idea. Mm-hmm. And know that it's going to make a difference.
That's right.
Well, I know our Knights have one in the fall, so I'll put a bug in their ear.
Awesome. Well, it's always good to come on with you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Kyle.
So, again, if there's anything that you missed during this interview, you can get in touch with the Salvation Army. Kyle is around town at many events. I strongly encourage everyone to follow the Salvation Army's social media because you're able to see what we're out and about doing, mm-hmm. and really how you can still stay connected outside of that Christmas season and really try to help our community throughout the year.
It's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I'm happy to. And I know we're going to have a great meeting tomorrow, and so should be a good, kickoff to the summer. And June 2nd is Donut Day.
Yep.
So
we're going to get past this week, mm-hmm. National Salvation Army Week, and then we'll talk about Donut Day.
We have both of our, it's the golf outing and then it's Donut Day. So get mm-hmm. your donuts and then go straight to
the FOP outing.
Yes, the
that's
FOP
right.
outing.
See, that's great.
And it's going to be a good day.
That's right.
Set
and you can
already.
Get the Red Kettle Blend coffee at many area locations. Mm-hmm. So definitely stop by and grab that. And that's then you can...
Stuff.
Enjoy those Do Good Donuts or Giggles Donuts with your coffee.
That's awesome. Perfect.
We'll be back with more Pharmacy Facts with Friends in just a few.
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we're Patrick-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Or you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
First Mid Insurance Group, First Mid Bank and Trust, and now Decatur have teamed up to bring you the First Mid Ticket Window with your chance to win tickets to see the beloved St. Louis Cardinals play at Busch this summer. Listen every morning to Byers & Company from 6 to 9 for your chance to win. When they open the phone lines, be the correct caller at 217-875-1340. Also, keep an eye on the Now Decatur Facebook page for additional chances to win with the First Mid Ticket Window from WSOY. And now Decatur.com.
It's the Duck Derby at Children's Museum of Illinois, and you could win $3,000. Purchase numbered rubber ducks starting at $10 a piece. Saturday, May 20th, we'll race your ducks down our Mueller-built racetrack. Top three ducks win big bucks. Races are 10 to 2. Games, activities, and the Boy Scouts Pinewood Derby. Inside the museum is a hidden rubber duck hunt. $1 off general admission all day. Visit cmofil.org for ducks and details. Presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Family fun inside and out. Children's Museum of Illinois, May 20th at the Duck Derby.
Did you know the average age of vehicles on the road right now are 12 years old? Most manufacturers recommend antifreeze coolant exchanges every 10 years. Number one, roadside breakdowns is cooling system failure. But SpeedLube has you covered. They offer a two-part complete coolant system fluid exchange for $79.95, and it lubricates the water pump seals and has an anti-corrosion additive. Don't find yourself on the side of the road this winter. Visit one of SpeedLube's six Decatur locations or in Lincoln or Clinton. Get your coolant system checked today at SpeedLube.
Friends helping friends. This is Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale's South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Lauren Young and Megan Brainy. And oh, this hour always flies by on the third Tuesday.
I know, but I can't let it go by when I have my spot on the third Tuesday unnoticed by without promoting some things at the pharmacy. Because there's so many amazing things and you're so humble about it. But your social media is great because it does a great job previewing things. I really like, and I actually still have this on hold. I was thinking about this the other day. I blame my COVID fog from a month ago from making me forget things. The really neat bubble letters of cases that mm-hmm. there's a Bible
cover
mm-hmm. and it's hopefully on mm-hmm. hold, but if it's not, I might need to reorder it. But yeah, that was really neat. That there was one that I loved called Amazing Grace. If you're in a Bible group, which I lead, I was like, ooh, all the ladies need one of these.
And it was purple.
It is purple? I thought it was navy.
There's some purple letters on there. Oh, that's on the Amazing Grace.
I'm so excited to go get that. But what else is coming in?
So we have, obviously we just had Mother's Day, but we still have some great summer gifts. So we have our stemless wine glass
yes,
chillers.
Heard about those.
We have some great dip mixes for you to have for cookouts and wine nights, things like that. We have, which are very easy. You know, you add cream cheese and
we're going to need this.
Perfect.
Yeah. I need to stop in. Actually, this is a perfect opportunity because my grandmother is in the studio tonight. She always listens, but we're having dinner, so I said, Grandma, come see what it's like up here. You can see us in action. And I brought her into the store around Christmas time, and she found the most beautiful nativity set. it was very unique because it was wooden and I think the base was, but just the figurines were beautiful. And she could not, I mean, it was the centerpiece of her mantle.
Oh, good.
And so that's what's the beauty about the store. You go in, you know, looking for something maybe in particular, but then you leave with five more things because you have so many hidden gems in there. I love it.
Absolutely. We really promote self-care in our store. Yeah. So a little treat for someone else and a treat for you.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That's the goal. You want to find something. So whenever we go to market, we look for something for a grandmother, a mom, and a daughter. Because that is who my family has a lot of. And so we want to make sure that when we're buying gifts, we can focus on finding something for all three of those very important women in your life.
It,
so
Lauren.
That's really how we shop. That's how we buy. So that's really what we wanted to bring back into our stores. So we have a lot of great fun things for the little ones in our life. You know, there's kickboards that we have that we just got from Mud Pie that are super cute with mermaids and things on it.
Oh, wait, the chair covers. You have to promote these.
So there's a lounge chair cover. It looks like a beach towel. And then there's pockets on the side that hang down. So you can put your phone, your sunscreen, your water, whatever, right in the pocket. So it's not rolling underneath your chair. It's not getting lost, not sitting out in the sun. So that
was... Do you still have those?
Oh, yes.
In stock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do. We also have these little coolers. They look like a folding chair that you would take out to a soccer game or baseball game. But instead of a chair, they're a cooler.
Nice.
So you can put it in like a drawstring bag and carry it, you know, with you to and fro from whether it's a backyard barbecue or if it's a long tournament where you're going to be out in the sun at a baseball game.
Well, really, if you're like... the kids our age right now, they're in all the things. I mean, we're on school countdown mode, but it's almost just like we pick up in summer mode where we're in swim team mode, and that's every day. So we live at the pool in the summer because of practices. And when I saw the chair covers, because some days are not beautiful and sunny, they're windy and your towel's flying all over the place. So this is almost like a hood, but it caps over the chair. So it just stays in place, and it's a great idea. I love that you're carrying these, and I need to go in. I think tomorrow's my last day
of freedom before.
So I'm going to make a stop.
That's right.
A stop in.
Come on into Dale's or Coley's, and you can see all of those great, fun, unique gift items. So plenty of good summer gift ideas. Sometimes... You know, some of those summer birthdays sometimes get lost in the shuffle of vacation and things like that. So we try to make sure that everyone has a fun, unique gift. And there's plenty of things for you to just treat yourself with. So fully support that. But yeah, and lots of great gifts that are still coming in. So you can check back on our social media. Whenever you're done following the Salvation Army social media, you can click on over to Dale's South Lake Pharmacy, Coley's Corner Drugs, and see what we have in stock there. Nikki and Amy, Connie, Carol, they do a great job of merchandising things in the store and reminding you of what things go together. You know, there's some people who have purchased things from us for the last couple years, and with COVID finally being at a point where we can get out and do events again, people are like, oh, I bought these pants here last year. I need a top to go with it. And our girls really find a way to try to mix and match that.
So friendly, free gift wrapping, everything you wear, I always love. And I ask, where'd you get that? Well, from the store.
That's right.
From
Dale's South Lake Pharmacy. That's right.
Go into Dale's.
That's right. Thanks, Meg. I love our third Tuesdays.
I do too.
Appreciate Shane and Kyle coming on with us and talking about all of the great things going on in Decatur. We'll be back next week with more Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Happy belated birthday, Pat DeLatte, and happy graduation week to Emma and Oliver.
I'm so excited.
And all of the pre-K 4 kiddos out there. We'll be back next week. Have a safe week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.